can see the phone number
Love
above.
Talk Radio.
Bringing you another hour of the hottest tracks from around the globe.
From around the globe.
You get a success story. You write me and we agreed that it changed one life. You'll be on Turn the Page to tell the world about it. Caveat of this discussion is this platform has an algorithm, so you have to be careful for now. This is not my rule, but thy rule for now. Four areas that we have to be careful in. So these are the areas. The first one, I call it the jab-a-doo-doo. And the second one is the big old farm. Votes and in general about the children that have gone missing. I will talk about the other platforms that we can talk about this in a minute. If you say something, going back to, if you say something, I'll have to cut you off, and it may lead to me being shut down. So I'm not being rude. I'm just being honest with you that that's how it's going to have to work for now. It's going to change in the near future. So before we open up the lines, I want to, I'd like to share some information with you that I've been reviewing this weekend, and one of them is Simon Parks. Simon Parks has a new video out that is updated somewhat intel as much as he can get. So please go to his website. It's called connectingconsciousness.org. And the other one is on Telegram, and that is the blue tent. Let me just kind of bring this up here for a minute. And I have a hard time remembering hers. It's called the Sacred Blue Tent Channel. That's with Sabrina Gale. She's always with Negative 48 or Michael Protzman, but you know who he is. And please go to that channel. She's got a good program coming up. She does a lot of information. So we have to basically understand where we came from so that we can move forward. And she talks a lot about history and a lot of information that we were never told or taught. So please take a look at the Sacred Blue Tent channel on Telegram. And while you're there, please sign up or subscribe to Turn the Page. It's just called Turn the Page. And I'm also on BitChute and Rumble. So if you can't find me on here anymore, I'll definitely be setting up the Telegram to reach out to everyone. So this page probably will migrate when the time is right to Telegram. Okay, so if anybody has any questions about the action in compassion, call into this number, 516-595-8135. If you got any ideas, if you got any concerns, if you have a comment, we're here to talk about this now. Okay, you got any calls in there? Patriot call?
Mm-hmm.
Alright. Let me just hang on. I should have had this one. I'm trying to share in Zoom. I don't know how to get back to you. Do you?
We have share screen button.
Yeah. Oh, this one here. Yeah. And I want this one here. I have to do it on the screen. So this is what screen is. Okay. Can you see that pop on there?
No.
Okay.
It'll take you there a minute.
All right, we got it. So some of the things that I wanted to bring to your attention about the Sacred Blue Tent Channel, and we can, it's Robin Williams. So we can just play this audio that I have with Sabrina Gale.
Welcome to the Sacred Blue Tent. I'm Sabrina Gale, and I'm joined by a global team of brilliant and amazing women. And this includes all of you, men and women included.
Mm-hmm.
We are so excited to have you with us as we embrace the divine feminine through wisdom, storytelling, and truth. Now, many of you may be asking how this concept was conceived. In history, we know the feminine has been diminished, and we have all seen it continue in contemporary society. Our goal is to uplift each other, to create, not to destroy, and to honor our unique sacredness. If you remember, Donald Trump said he was going to bring power back to the people. And how ironic it is that in simple gematria, Donald Trump is 138. Keep America Great is 138. And Divine Feminine is 138. To create Donald Trump is bringing the Divine Feminine back to the people. Now, a quick look at the Webster's Dictionary defines the words sacred, blue, and tent as follows. One, sacred, an adjective, devoted exclusively to one service or use, as of a person or a purpose. Example, a fund sacred to charity. Two, blue, an adjective, of a woman, learned, intellectual. Example, the ladies were very blue and well-informed. And finally, the word tent, a noun, a dwelling or shelter to reside in for the time being. That pretty much sums up who we are at the Sacred Blue Tent. Now, we are all surrounded by who, what, where, when, and how. But do we ask? Do we seek the answers? G.K. Chesterton said, we are perishing for lack of wonder, not for lack of wonders. The beauty of this great awakening is the opportunity to renew, reinvent, and reignite ourselves and to question, how can I be of service to others? Use your God-given traits, whatever they may be, to spread positivity, open-mindedness, and love. Do your best to be the best version of yourself because everyone else is already taken. And remember, we are all in this together, some newer to this great awakening than others, but we are all equal partners in the revelations to come. As we research, discuss, and share new truths, we are a work in progress, a tapestry that will change until it reaches completion. And what a blessed journey we are all on together. G.K. Chesterton also commented on the concept of joy. He said, joy, which was the small publicity of the pagan, is the gigantic secret of the Christian. How amazing is that? Seek joy, and you will find Christ. Welcome again to the Sacred Blue.
Okay. One other thing I wanted to point out is that the Sacred Blue Tent is going to be on Telegram, I believe, tomorrow night. And
I'm
just playing
Sabrina,
over again.
And I'm joined by a global team of brilliant and amazing.
Okay. So there is going, I believe she's going to be with Toronto Q. talk about the Armenian and Khazarian infiltration, and that's tomorrow night, Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific. So that's a good show. You know, she does a lot of, gives a lot of information. And I heard her on another show saying where a lot of this is actually derived from. And it's, that, you know, coming from, I believe, the Kennedy family. So that's just some information for you on that one. And still looking for some callers if you're interested in knowing more about action and compassion. I didn't really define it that well for you because I wanted to hear some of your questions, but my next show, I'm going to have a couple of guests on here, and we'll go through this a little bit more into detail, but I was hoping that, calling anyone on the chat there?
No.
Okay. If you have any questions you want to go on chat, we can do that too. And let me stop this sharing.
Just drag it off that screen.
Oh. Thank you. Okay. Do you see me? Because it's got to come off here so that that phone number's on the back of me. I had to stop that one. Okay. Let me go back in there and put that number up. We took that other one off of there. Not so easy doing it this way. All right, so the call-in number is 516-595-8135. Or if you're on the chat, is there a chat turned on there? Okay. You guys let me know if you're seeing the chat there. Nothing there, huh? Okay, well, we're hoping that we would get some interest on this. Like I said, you know, this is just basically to get people motivated into wanting to get into some programs in their local area, in their neighborhood, on their block. What we're moving into is more of a vibration where we need to be able to help other people, or, you know, get help. It doesn't matter. So I was hoping that you would call into the number, give a story of what has been successful for you, or if you know of something that is local in your area, it doesn't matter what state that you're in at this point. We can take it from there.
Someone says you're doing good, Janine. We love you.
Thanks for the compliment. I love you guys, too.
That's Colleen.
All right. Patriot Paul, do you see any calls coming in there?
No calls yet.
Okay. Does anybody want to call and just say hello? Okay. Looks like we've got a call coming in right now. Turn it up higher. All right. Patriot Paul, do you see any calls coming in there?
I need to mute this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello, caller. I see area code 704. Comment, or concern?
Hi, Janine. I'm calling from Gastonia. Beth.
I'm sorry. Calling from where?
Gastonia, North Carolina.
Well, how are you? Who am I speaking with?
This is Beth.
Hi, Beth. Do you have a question?
Well, I was just going to let you know, as far as helping with your community and that type of thing.
Yes.
I actually, I guess 2 years ago, met this young lady that I came to know that was on disability and had to have a payee to, like, help her pay her bills and all that stuff. And come to find out, the banks were taking advantage of her with, like, overdraft fees and that type of thing. And so I started looking at her bank account and helping her with her monies and ended up becoming her payee and helping her. And now she's at a point where she's saving so much more money and she's learning how to manage her finances on her own, even though she had a counselor. But the counselor's, you know, jobs change so sporadically, and they take them out of one position and put them into another, so there's not a continuity with her assistance. So it's been the best thing that I could have ever done and the most gratifying. It's just been absolutely wonderful.
So it really touched your heart then.
It did indeed. And it grew it. I mean, it's like the Grinch. It grew it 10 times larger than it could ever been.
That is great to hear that you did that. You took the time, you know, and it took a lot of time to go through that. And this person that you're speaking about allowed you to see their financial system. Beth, we'll be getting away from that type of financial system in the near future. Have you been in touch with, like, Connecting Consciousness in North Carolina? Did they have coordinators out there to find out, like, what type of financial program we're going into so that maybe you could help others understand it?
I have not. I've been in contact as far as watching the videos that Simon Parks puts out. I have not been in touch with Connecting Consciousness as far as the state's concerned. And I'm looking forward to that because I'm hoping that it's going to make her finances a whole lot easier to maintain than what they are right now through the Department of Social Services.
Yeah, all those programs are going to go away from my understanding now. I don't know it all, but did you happen to see Simon Parks' video that he had? I think it was on the 1st.
I did not.
He's giving some, he mentions Charlie Ward also, but he's talking a lot more about what is to be expected. So they're allowing him to give out a little bit more information. And one of the things that he did talk about is that each one of us should probably reach out through his website. You fill out a form and they will forward it. Simon, and his people will forward it to the state, and then the state coordinators will be in touch with you. And that's exactly what I did. You know, we're all wanting to know about what this new financial system is. And I believe that if we're in touch with the Simon Parks program, we'll get a heads up on it. Since you're kind of awake to who these people are right now, you probably understand it a lot easier.
Definitely. That'd be fantastic. Thank you so much, Janine.
No, thank you for calling in. I do appreciate it. Just to let you know, in the near future, I am working with a couple of people. We're going to plan it out with Sabrina Gale and possibly Negative 48 on this program. So it'll be real exciting to see, because Negative 48 has a big passion for, you know, helping people and just making sure that everybody understands everything going forward with the type of programs that we, not type of programs, but how we can be more enlightened to really reap the benefits that are coming to us.
That's what I'm looking forward to with her, is getting everything established like it needs to be established and assisting her in such positive ways so that, you know, she's never owned anything brand new until this past year when she went and purchased her own bed. And seeing her tears after she did that was just gut-wrenching, you know?
Yeah, because there's a lot of people that do have the funds to do that and the ones that don't, and I totally understand that because I'm very familiar with that. And once they do it without somebody helping them, it's another notch in their heart and their soul of growing, if you know what I mean.
I do. And she's having those growing pains right now of wanting to do things on her own, but she's having those difficulties, you know, and I can't wait for her to be able to reach that plateau on her own.
Yeah. Yeah, see, and then those type of things is what we have to really do is reach out in prayer, because we all know how powerful prayers are. But this was really good. I'm so glad, Beth, that you called in, and I'm going to keep you in the back of my mind. And I sure hope you call back again. And as we get closer to the new system, that we'll be able to help you out.
Certainly,
her.
And that'd be great. And hold on to my number and reach out anytime. I would welcome the call.
Okay, well, that's fantastic. I've got it here, and thank you for calling, and God bless.
God bless you.
Bye now. Okay, it looks like we've got another call. Area code 516.
Hello, Janine. Can you hear me?
I sure can. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Debbie.
Hi, Debbie.
Hello. You've been popping up on my YouTube, and I caught you speaking with Negative 48, and then I just, you know, saw that you popped up again, and I put you, you know, put on, I saw you had the Sacred Blue Tent channel up on your screen. I kind of missed what you were talking about with that, but it's, I really love that, you know, what they're doing over there. So it's really incredible.
Yeah, and there should be so many more programs for you. Sorry to interrupt you, but yeah, so just keep an eye out for those, but go ahead.
Yeah, so I'm calling to say hello, and I'm calling just because of the sheer synchronicity, you know, and the 516 area code also is very cool. But also, I joined Connecting Consciousness. It took them a couple of months sort of to get back to me. I think it's just protocol, whatever, but it's been amazing. I really highly suggest it for people, you know, in their area, connecting with others and just talking. It's a wonderful community, really, and exciting about, you know, just things that are going to roll out and our plans and being together, you know, in the group. Yeah. So.
Yeah. It's the like-mindedness because a lot of people that, you know, say that they're awake, you know, we don't know what the definition of awake is, to be honest with you, but it's just more awareness. If you have somebody else that you can talk to, as in Connecting Consciousness, that's great. I mean, like my group has a call-in, Zoom call-in once a week. Some of the other states, I'm not sure what they do. It might be once a month, but just finding those people and the amount of information that they share on those calls, because we can't be on every telegram that's out there that is provided. There's so much information, but when somebody brings something to your attention, it's something you're supposed to hear, right?
That's right. Yeah, it's really exciting. And you know, just to hear people come together and say the same things that, you know, their family and friends are saying. It's just, it's pretty incredible, right? This split in the roads almost of consciousness and, yeah, just how it's all playing out. Very, something very spiritual and, you know, they say it, this is biblical, right? But there's something very incredible that's happening here. So I feel like, you know, they say sheep no more, but I almost feel like we're getting, herded is not the right word, but we're sort of getting moved in directions in a good way now. It's very exciting, isn't it?
It really is, yeah. I think people are experiencing the changes, that more aware that they become, or awake, whatever term that you want to use. I mean, it's there. It's definitely there. And then when you get on like Negative 48's channel or Sabrina Gale, which is the Sacred Blue 10 channel, and let me, you asked about that. I was basically given some information. She's going to have a show on tonight. She's going to go back. And one of the things is you have to know where we all came from, to know where we're going, and once we understand history, so history, stories, the truth has been hidden from us, right? So she's going to go back and talk about Armenian and Khazarian's infiltration. That's tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Eastern time. So
I have it on my calendar. I hope, you know, because I'm kind of new to Telegram, trying to figure it out. I hope I could figure out how to get on the actual call. I saw how to get on the chat. I imagine if they have a live call, is there something that you'll just see that you just tap into it?
Right. So when you go into the channel, to, you know how you usually do to go to look to see what you have, right at the top, you got to make sure that you're at the top, because if you scroll down to the bottom, you won't see it. But if you scroll all the way up to the top, there's a button that's called Join, and I think you see a telephone, a picture of a telephone. And once you get into that, once they open it up, you get on that, you'll just start seeing people fly in there. I've seen 2,000 people at one time. You could raise your hand. There's big round purple button at the bottom, and for raising your hand if you want to ask something, or you could just listen.
Okay, and that can you do that on your like cell phone, or you have to do it on a computer?
No, I do mine on the phone all the time.
Okay, because I've seen people show Telegram stuff on the screen, like all these complicated things, and I don't have that on my phone. So hopefully I'll get on, and I'm very excited about it.
Is there anyone in particular that you've been wanting to follow, but you can't find them because not everybody uses the right name, if you will? I briefly showed Robin Williams when I was going through Sabrina Gale stuff. So,
oh, you're kidding. You know who I really miss? I miss 3 days, 3 nights. I don't know if you ever followed them on Twitter, but gosh, I wish I could find 3 days, 3 nights.
But if you put it in the search bar, and because a lot of people moved over to that, because it's unbelievable what you can do on this. But that's great.
I'll check that out. Thank you. Yeah, that's on my list this week to really get a little more acquainted with Telegram. And so you feel like you can really trust, like, you know, I was a little uncomfortable putting my phone number in there and everything, but it seems like the good guys are kind of in control. Is that, do you find that?
Yeah, they definitely are. Yeah. If you're referring to what they call the white hats. Yeah, they're playing out a lot of things until the time is just right. That's my feeling, and that's what I hear other people are saying. If you haven't, I'm not sure I asked the last caller, but I'm not sure. Did you listen to Simon Park's new video that he has out?
I certainly did. I think I've listened to it 5 times already. It's just so good and so comforting.
It is. It is. And he has a good way of presenting information to you where you feel like, okay, this is going to happen. And so Charlie Parks actually takes all these documents and he says he puts
Charlie Ward.
Back. Or yes, I'm sorry. Charlie Ward.
That's funny, though. That's good, Charlie Parks.
Yeah, that's almost like two of them, right? Or one. But yeah. In any case, they have all those documents out there, and they share them if you want to.
Documents? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have to go through them more. I only went through the first one so far.
Yeah.
It's great. It's great. Are you part of the of Sabrina Gals of the Sacred Blue Tent group?
I am not, but for some reason, I've become connected with them, and they're going to be on my show often. But what I am a spectator like you. I'll get on Telegram and listen to Negative 48, and he's on there all the time. I don't know
yeah.
when he's. I really don't, because I wake up in the middle of the night and I'm actually listening to him, and then I'll fall asleep and then I'll wake up the next morning and it'll say that chat just closed. I'm like, holy cow!
Oh, that's so funny. Yeah. Wow. Like what? 8 hours later. Yeah. It's kind of cool. I always find, like, with him, with Juano Saven, I love the way if somebody just lets them talk and flow. It's almost poetic the way it moves and jives and, you know, it starts getting really juicy at a certain point, you know, all that. And so, yeah, it's really, we're blessed to have this amazing information. I was really blown away by their show with the sacred, the Jesus strand. Wow. It's, yeah, I was thinking for years, like, because I was watching videos of the Kennedy family, just like had a question mark. I was feeling they've got to be like connect. They've got to have a bloodline to Christ. Like there was something in me with that. It's just so funny how it's all coming through. So yeah.
Yeah, they really do, and I believe Sabrina Gale put out a lot more documentations out there. I was going to put something together, a short video, you know, because she puts it out there just randomly, and I grab them and I try to make a story out of them on here. But she's got an awesome. She's got 40,000 subscribers already. She's been out there like a week.
I know. 1 week. Yeah. Now, do you have your own channel on Telegram, or you just tune in? You just tune in, right?
No, I have. It's called Turn the Page. So I have one out there.
Okay. I'll check it out. Great.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. I've been trying to like start a YouTube channel and get it. Like, it's all, the tech is very a little overwhelming for me, but I feel like I need to, you know, really use my voice more and be out there more. And so thank you for the opportunity tonight. I can't believe I called in, but I did.
Debbie, this is fantastic. I appreciate it. And I hope you come back soon, because I'm going to be doing more of these, like I said, with Negative and Sabrina Gale. We're gonna work out a plan. So this is like my introduction to it, if you will. And I was hoping I'd get some more callers on here. But I really, it'll work out. It's going to be big. We know that. So, and as we start to all get more information, so I sure hope to hear back from you again.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's really wonderful to speak with you, and looking forward to, you know, tuning in.
Thank you so much, and God bless.
Thank you too, Janine. Many blessings. Peace. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. How's it going, Patriot Paul?
Oh, it's going good.
Do we have anything on the chat there?
They're talking amongst themselves.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, that's good. Yeah, the information definitely needs to be shared out there. So if you have some sort of community, if you're on the chat right now and somebody is saying that they need help understanding something, please put it in the chat so somebody else can see it, and you'll be helping one other person, and that's huge. Okay, anything else we got here? If you want to call in, the lines are still open. We've got about another 20 minutes, 516-595-8135. All right here. And please subscribe to my channel and like and share. And also, too, I'll reiterate, I'm on BitChute, Telegram, and Rumble, and working on a new website that's still under construction at this time. And hopefully that as this Action and Compassion grows, this is just one of my shows, by the way. You know, like all the other truthers, if you will, the topics are going to vary with the guests. And so this is going to really take off. I'm going to be off air, I think, for about 4 or 5 days. I am still planning on October 7th to go to the Des Moines, Iowa Trump rally, to come back with a lot of pictures, videos to share with all of you. I've never been to one of them, and this is the first opportunity that I have to go to one instead of sitting at home and watching it on YouTube. But so if you have a question or concern, please call in. We got anything? Okay. So Action and Compassion is just basically getting everybody ready to move into the new energies, the new frequencies, the new us, if you will. We're all going to be who we always wanted to be and do what we always wanted to do, and life was going to be much easier for everybody. Okay. Let's see if I can talk about any of my other shows here that I have. Okay, I do have on the 13th Gene Decode coming on, and that's going to be a very early show at noon Mountain Time. That's 11 o'clock Central Standard Time on the 13th. There won't be any shows, there won't be any shows coming up this following week. I do have on October 19th, it's the founded Earth Brothers. I'm not sure if anybody has followed them, but they're going to bring a lot of really good information. And then at the end of the month, on October 28th, I have Esoteric Atlanta with Bryce Watson and Prime Minister. It's going to be exciting. Maybe I'm going to ask him to do a little bit of his rap songs. They're really good.
Beth is asking, do you watch Michael Penny?
I do watch Michael Penny. I saw him with Negative 48, I believe, was his last show. Yes. And he's usually on for a good couple of hours. He had a guest on with him also. What do we got there, Patriot Paul? Anything?
No.
I can't see it.
No.
Okay. So, yes, I do watch him. I watch Jason Q and Mel K. I started out with Mel K, Simon Parks, Charlie Ward, David Nino Rodriguez coming to you live from if you watch David, you know what I'm talking about. So, yes, I've been watching all of them for the last year or so. All right, looks like we've got another call coming in. And it's area code 503. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who is this?
This is Jay Ray from Oregon.
Well, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Doing really well. Thanks for calling in.
Great. Are you on? You on live right now?
Yes, we're live.
Wow, great. I just want to say I've been watching you, and I think your work is great, and I'm super excited. The new people are hopping in, and I've been wanting to myself, but I've just been listening so far, and really excited about everything going on and Negative 48 happening, and
yeah. You know, I've known about all this since 2018, And I sat there and I watched everybody and everybody, you know, just kind of really take off with it. And finally, just like you, I finally said, I'm going to do this. I didn't know what I was going to do. And everything that I've heard is just get in there and just do it. And so I'm so glad that I am doing this. And I, like I said, I'm going to have a lot of different types. All the guests that you've been following, too, will be on the show. Is there anyone in particular that you adore besides Negative 48?
Oh, I really love Prime. I think he's great. And I've been watching all of them, David and all of them, Mel Kay. And I really like Nikki Klon. She's really great. And I'm just excited for everyone to learn everything together. Yeah, so I actually was given a vision many, many years ago about having a healing center. And I know people keep talking about the abundance that's happening and going to happen with the plans with Nisara and Jasara. And I just wanted that conversation because I know conversation can mean manifestation.
Mm-hmm.
And have always wanted to help people, and I've been a massage therapist for over 20 years and took a break to homeschool my kids through all this, and wanting to hop back in and wondering what the next steps are and how to connect and communicate with people. And when I saw that you have your call number in and brand new, I just thought, okay, this is my chance. I'm going to do it.
Well, it's fantastic. You know, I keep talking about connecting consciousness, and that's the best way because with Simon Park's program, so if you go out on his website, you fill out a little form, and then you get in with their group. You'd be surprised about how many other people are having the same thoughts as you are having. And you never know what will come out of it.
Yeah. Have you ever heard specifics about the way that many of these things that everyone wants to manifest will be funded, or just that we just need to keep dreaming and plug in where we need to plug in?
Well, actually, it's got a lot to do with the last statement that you made there is dreaming. And I have not heard how any of this is going to play out for manifestation, but I do know that it's within the heart. So if your heart's not in the right place for anything, it's not going to go. We're all going to shift to a different level than we're at right now. A lot of people understand, you know, about the dimensions and how that all works, and a lot of them don't. That might be something that you could start. If you want to come on the show, I'd be more than glad if you have a program in mind about talking about stuff like that healing.
Yeah. Wow. That's an incredible invitation. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I'd love to.
So if you have the intention that you want to do it, the next step is just to jump in there. You'll probably be just nervous as I still am. You can ask Patriot Paul here. I it's like I'm going to jump out of a plane before I get on YouTube every day.
That's why I haven't done it. But I'm proud of you. Good job. You're doing it.
it's Jay, right? So what you say your name is Jay?
Well, it's short for Jennifer. Yeah, I used to go by Jay Ray.
Okay. Yeah, you said, if you've been doing this and you know about the energies and all that, especially working as a massage therapist, you understand how that all is and what type of information you pick up, I'm sure, when you work on people and, you know, clearing energy and all that. And so, you know, if you have some idea, there's somebody probably right down the street from you that would want to hear what you have to say. I truly believe that.
Well, thanks. Yeah, it's when everybody's been separated by these false these falsities, it's been really a challenge to reach out in that way and not know the boundaries of how far and how willing everyone's seeming so divided. So at this point, it's just the unity energy that I'm projecting.
Yeah, and that's where it all starts. We have to really understand that we are all one. You know, when it's so cool when you have a thought and somebody else has that thought, you know you're on the right path, right? You're on the right energy, the mm-hmm. right frequency, if you will. But, mm-hmm. yeah, you know, if you ever want to send me an email, it's, you know, it's in the YouTube down below there. But it's turnthepages009@gmail.com.
Okay, great. I will.
So
I'll reach out to you.
Yeah, and, you know, if you've got a lot of good ideas, put them out there. Let's you know, once you put them out there, if you follow Mickey, she even says, draw it out. This is the time right now to manifest anything that you want. It's in your heart. And I kept thinking, I would really like to get on YouTube and somehow just start a show and start talking. And, you know, with the help of Patriot Paul here, I've been able to do that. And I'm going to continue to do it as long as there's people listening.
Oh, that's great. I'm so happy for you. I'm so happy for your new show. And I'm so happy you've got all the support of these wonderful patriots behind you. This is awesome.
Yeah. It is. And, you know, like you say, they know everyone that's doing this. They know, like, just for example, Negative 48 was, I believe, my first guest. And I was on his Telegram channel, and I called him.
I mean, how lucky are you?
Would you be on my show? And he said, yes. And he goes, well, who is this? Well, there's another Janine out there that does Tarot. And I was hoping he didn't think I was that Janine.
Yeah. That was awesome. What a lover he is. What a great guy.
Yeah. So did you ever think that if Negative 48 and 107 are the same person?
Did wonder that for a minute, but you know, their energy was so brotherly or uncle or father, son. I really felt the familial energy.
Yeah. I don't know. I had those thoughts.
I wasn't.
Because, you know,
yeah,
it's funny.
I wasn't sure because there was one he was on. They were both on together, one of the interviews, and the way they interacted.
Oh, you're right.
It just
felt like they were in the same room.
I don't know about the same room, but it felt like they were the same family.
Okay,
you can tell that they're connected.
They were on with Charlie Ward in Prime. So they had the top boxes on Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
107 had the lower one, and Negative 48 came in a little bit late. But the screen that they were sharing showed that they were in the same room. You could see one feet on a table that was in the next box. And I was like,
oh, my God.
Charlie in Prime trying not to laugh.
That was awesome.
Yeah, then all of a sudden, the box was separated. You know, they went back to normal. So I was like, was that a hint?
But the way they both carry on and drag the stories out is wonderful. And then at the end, when 48 was like, well, you better get going.
Exactly.
That was great. Yeah. So that just said, oh, my gosh, they know each other so well. How is this? What kind of connection?
Brothers? I don't know.
I don't know either. It's all a mystery.
Good. And I hope that you take the next step in what you want to do, and I hope to hear from you.
Thanks, Janine. Okay, good luck. Have a great day. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you, and I'm sure I'll be talking to you soon again. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. How are we doing, Patriot Paul?
We're doing good.
Okay. Well, if anyone wants to call in, I've got about 5 minutes left of airtime with Live Talk Radio, and the number is right here. If you have anything that you want to say. But other than that, I'll be back on again real soon. give you some of my updates. I'm already booking into my guests into November. So this has been really fun. And I just want to check the chat one more time, and we're good on that.
Let's see what we got here. Redneck Rhapsody says, hey there from Arkansas, part of the Angel Warrior Network.
Hey.
Colleen says, I would love to help in some way. I would like to lead people to the med beds. Diane says, I think Juan has a voice changer. I feel like they are both the same.
Who said that?
Diane.
Yeah, Diane. It's a voice modulator that they use. So how that works is all they have to do is get 200 words of somebody's voice, and that modulator will project that sound out. And I can't remember who was mentioning that on one of the shows, but yeah. Negative 48, whoever it is, it's one of the Kennedys, has done Mike Lindell on a talk show at nighttime. It wasn't Mike Lindell, it was one of them. So that's how they are able to change their voice. And of course, it's all Hollywood with the makeup and the human suits. Anything else? Okay, well, we are going to say good night and thank you for coming in here. We're going to close down the phone lines here, and that should be it. Thank you, everyone. Good night.